Welcome to Asking for a Friend, the podcast where we answer questions people are usually hesitant to ask. You're with me, Hannah T, and for this episode, we are going to talk about the concept of giving up. How do you know it's the right time to quit? And what are the chances where giving up might actually be a good thing? I know we are already familiar with the line, quote unquote, never give up. And most of us have been told many success stories from people who never actually gave up and encouraged us to do the same. And that's because for them, quitting is not an option. And we have different stories to tell. So for this episode, I'm going to try my best to discuss some reasons why quitting might be good. And these are all based on my experiences. Growing up, I was fed up with a lot of expectations from my academics up to my career. So I had to focus on a bunch of goals, which I slowly realized people set for me. And it wasn't easy, but at the same time, we have to understand that we are in a society that some people don't have the option to detach themselves from goals because this society rewards people-pleasing patterns, which makes goal detachment a lot more difficult to do and is often looked at as bad. And sometimes people who tell us to keep hustling are privileged enough to keep going and they have this strong support system that can help them accomplish things. But then again, no, we live different lives in a day. So the question now is, what are the signs that quitting is actually a good thing? Number one, a very simple situation. When you don't want that thing or person anymore. If you already spent days and nights trying to ask yourself, am I going through the motions na lang? And the answer is mostly yes, it might be a sign to let that thing go. Because it might cost you your mental health and it will drain you. If that thing or dream or goal doesn't speak to you in a deep way anymore, it might be a sign to actually let it go. Number two. When the only reason you haven't quit is because you're worried of what other people will think. If you feel like you're just doing it because you don't want to let other people down, you have to be reminded that you can't always sacrifice things to make other people happy. Number three, when your inability to accomplish things is making you hate yourself. I understand that goal setting is very difficult, but based on my experience, it shouldn't make you lose your sense of self. It's probably because these things are just so unattainable that it pressures you so much and it fills you with so much shame because you can't make it happen. And that might be a sign to stop. And lastly, I honestly believe in this sign, you know, if the thought of giving up gives you so much relief, that might be a sign to let it go. You know, I went through a time when I was starting to contemplate about giving up on something and it filled me with so much joy. It gave me hope na, okay, I can let go of this burden that I don't want to carry anymore and I can finally start again. So if that happened to you or if that's happening to you now, there's your answer. It takes great courage to admit to ourselves that something just isn't possible. And it might be time to pursue other things that are worth spending time on or things that fulfill you while acknowledging that this doesn't mean lowering our standards. A life lesson for me that I want to share is if you want to quit, quit with a plan. A plan that is attainable this time. And you have to acknowledge the worst that could happen and what you're scared of. What are the things in life you need to improve, etc. You can always take small steps every day and that's okay. Because at the end of the day, we don't want to sacrifice our mental health again. And this time you're taking life lessons with you. Because when I went through that quitting phase of my life, I honestly felt like I lost a fight at first, but I reminded myself, nah, I'm a person, it's normal to feel it, and eventually new desires, new opportunities, and new people will come. So I hope you remind yourself of that today. Virtual hugs for you. That is it for this episode. If you like it, feel free to check out Asking for a Friend on social media. And if you're interested to collaborate with me, you may email askingforafriendthepodcast@gmail.com. See you around!